This week, 91-year-old piano player Pine Top Perkins was nominated for a Grammy in the traditional blues category for his new CD, Ladies' Man. Ladies' Man features lots of blues ladies, among them Ruth Brown, Susan Tedeschi, and Odetta, just to name a few. But the record almost didn't get made. Earlier this year, Mr. Perkins was on his daily pilgrimage to McDonald's in LaPorte, Indiana, when his car was broadsided by a train. He broke his right arm and needed 45 stitches in his head, but still managed to record his tracks.
Well, the arms feel fairly good, but I can't use them like I used to. Mm-hmm.
But you still manage to play piano.
I still do it. I tell the viewers, hey, I used to play piano, but the piano's playing me now.
Over a career spanning 9 decades, Mr. Perkins has played with B.B. King, Big Joe Williams, Robert Nighthawk, and most famously, with Muddy Waters Band in the 1970s. He's one of the last of a breed of musicians who helped shape post-war urban blues. Guitar was his first instrument, but a gig in Helena, Arkansas in the 1940s ended that. As the story goes, a woman got locked up in the bathroom of the Dreamland Cafe one night by her husband. When she got out, she attacked the first man she saw, who was Pine Top Perkins. She slashed his arm. His days on blue guitar were over. Almost any other musician might have retired from music then and gotten a job selling Lady Kenmore's. But Pine Top Perkins just isn't like anyone else. Here's Pine Top's new Boogie Woogie, played with blues pianist Marcia Ball. Perkins says he will attend the Grammys this year and then keep going.
Well, it makes me happy. Well, I got to make a dollar or two. All right.
Pine Top Perkins, 91 years old and nominated for a Grammy with his new release, Ladies' Man.